Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Saturday, February the 15th, in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Haven't we had an incredible season, a short season, a mini-series with Bonnie McClure on Psalm 103. Guys, what a blessing. We have made camp in the midst of one of the great psalms of all time. And it's one I suspect we had some level of familiarity with, but not much. And yet, wow, the depths and the riches of what's there. And as deep as Bonnie dug, guys, there's more. So just put that one in the repertoire. Start living with that one going forward. And thank you, Bonnie, for leading us so much and so well. Well, it's time for a Holy Spirit story. And before we're done, I want to kind of give you a sense of the map of the way ahead for the wake-up call. But today's Holy Spirit story, I love this one. It's called How the Holy Spirit Brightened Smiles Through a Dentist with Dr. Van Haywood. It's not like you think. It may not be what you're expecting. This is a kind of a surprising one. Our text always on Saturday is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today, our Holy Spirit story comes from Dr. Van B. Haywood of Martinez, Georgia. Dr. Haywood is a dentist as well as a professor of dentistry. I put a link in the email where you can learn more about him. But this is quite a unique Holy Spirit story, not like any we have received or shared before. I am delighted to share it with you all and appreciative of Van for sharing it. He tells a story of everyday faith in the trenches of real life. The story shows us how courageous obedience can be costly and also lead to surprising breakthroughs. If you're reading it, you can see it in his own words, and of course, you who are listening will hear it now in his own voice.
Trusting God brings a smile to others. I was a faculty member at a prestigious dental school that had a great clinical focus, but also strong research demands as well. To gain tenure and keep my job, I had to publish focused research papers and obtain grant money. There was a fixed amount of time in which this process must occur, or I would need to find another job. I had been asked by a group of dentists in a remote area to come and speak about aesthetic dentistry techniques, which dentists use to create beautiful smiles. I discussed this with my department chairman and others at the school, the request to spend my research day flying there to teach. They quickly reminded me that if I did not continue with my research and publications, I would not be able to teach because I would not have a job. However, every morning in my quiet time, as I read God's word and prayed about the decisions I faced, I had the strong sense from God that I should use the day to go teach. Since God called me into teaching, He certainly knew what was best for me. If it was His will that I do not get tenure or continue to have a job, then certainly He knew where He wanted me to go. With that insight and assurance, and against the recommendation of my chairman and colleagues, I accepted the teaching invitation. After several travel delays, I was taken to the location of the course to give my presentation. As my host returned me to the airport, one dentist commented, "All the procedures you showed us to make smiles beautiful were very nice, but we don't do things that complicated here. We just make a mouth guard and bleach the patient's teeth whiter at night." Well, I was intrigued but somewhat skeptical of this recommendation. I felt confident that there was nothing in the dental literature that even remotely resembled the technique he had described, and I seriously doubted it really worked. On the other hand, I had that special feeling that maybe this was what God was doing in this situation. The other dentists shared that they had all been using this treatment for several years with great success. They said they were not trained for publications or research and gave me their blessing to return to the dental school and test the technique as they had described. If it worked, they encouraged me to publish it. I felt certain God had sent me to that group for a reason, and I needed to continue to explore this technique. I shared the information with my colleague on the faculty, who was a very well-respected dentist in aesthetic dentistry. The next week, a patient came in requesting treatment for the discoloration of her teeth. After an examination, we offered the bleaching option. The patient agreed, and we proceeded to make a custom mouth guard and start the process. When she returned several weeks later, we were amazed and excited to see her whiter, natural-looking teeth. It was as close to a miracle as I have seen using a dental technique. Without having to remove her God-given enamel or cover the teeth with a dental material, we had successfully improved her smile. And the cost was minimum compared to other options. Plus, she still had all the other options remaining if the bleaching had not been successful. My colleague and I wrote the first article in the world describing this technique. We call the technique night guard vital bleaching, since the patient slept in a mouth guard with the peroxide material at night. The article was accepted for publication in an international dental journal in record time. This bleaching technique has proven to be the most cost-effective, dramatic, simple, safe technique that a dentist can offer to a patient to improve their smile. The technique is also described as dentist-prescribed home-applied bleaching or tray bleaching with 10% carbamide peroxide solution in a custom-fitted tray. An entire industry has been spawned on this technique. The publication of the bleaching article came prior to the promotion and tenure deadline, so I had a major international publication to my credit. Shortly after the article's publication, I received a call from a company who made a similar product, offering me an unrestricted grant to continue my research in bleaching, also before the tenure deadline. Thanks to God's miracle, the article, and the grant money, I received both my promotion and tenure. It was not by my works, but by the grace of God. Not through my wisdom, but through the guidance of and obedience to the Holy Spirit and direction from God's Word, the Bible. It came through trusting and obeying God.
The prayer. Father, thank you for the way you met a dentist in the morning as he opened your word and invited your spirit to speak to him. And thank you for the way you meet us in the morning as we open your word and are filled by your spirit. Thank you for the ways you guide us in our everyday decision making, and how you lead us down unexpected paths filled both with risk and reward. And thank you for the way you have led Dr. Haywood to help so many people in his path, even to this day. May this tribe of everyday witnesses for Jesus in the real world multiply and flourish. We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompts. What do you notice about today's story and its telling? How are you inspired to seek out the will and ways of God in your everyday life? Are you facing a decision that requires courageous obedience and risk-taking? How might you inquire of the Lord as to His direction? We're going to sing in just a minute. We're going to sing our Saturday song, Sanctuary. I want to just to note first, of course, there's always a PS on Saturdays that say Holy Spirit stories welcome. And what we're looking for there. And we're about to enter into a little bit of a jaunt without Holy Spirit stories on Saturdays. So we got a lot of Bible to be working our way through. And then this spring, at some point this spring, we're going to be launching the very first volume, curated volume of Holy Spirit stories in a book. It will have 40 stories that we've shared on the Wake Up Call so far, and it's perfect for sharing. There's nothing like stories that can catalyze awakening and encouragement. So just note that's coming and be watching for it. And we're going to Actually, we'll be not having Holy Spirit stories until summertime. So that's a little bit disappointing, I know, for many, but the book's coming out and that'll help, and we'll be back in the summer. But meanwhile, send us your stories. We've got some exciting things in the works for this whole enterprise of the Holy Spirit Stories Project. Now, I want to share with you just a little bit about what's coming. For the next 2 weeks, you're going to have me back. I'm coming back on Monday, and I'll be writing 6 days, next week, and six days the week after that. And I'm writing on prayer. I'm going to be writing through the 9 prayers of Jesus. Be a great primer as we head into the 40 days of Lent. I think you're going to enjoy it. So there's that. Now, coming after that, we have one of the great teachers of Israel, Dr. Ken Collins. He is a professor. He's a historian, a professor of theology, of the theology of John Wesley. Just a brilliant man of God who has written a series for Lent called Jesus the Stranger. And guys, this is we're going to drink deep. It's going to encourage and bless you. And so that's going to start up on around Ash Wednesday. And we're looking forward to that. And then coming out of Easter, I'm going to be back with about a 6-7 week series on 1 John. And a book is coming out on that one in the middle of March, I believe. I'm looking forward to that. And then we'll head into summer and fall, and we'll say more about that when time comes. But that gives you a little bit of the lay of the land. I'm looking forward to it. All right. So I'll see you Monday. But meanwhile, we're going to sing our Saturday song as we get ready to hit the fields of today. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Let's sing it again. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, gather your seeds, friends. It's Saturday. We may hit the back 40 today. We'll see some different fields. Be ready to sow nonetheless. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.